Don't take the thought. Don't take the bait. Don't take the bait that the enemy is trying to put in your head. Do not take the thought. If it doesn't build you up, it's most likely not of God and of the devil. So don't take a thought that doesn't build you up. Take thoughts into you that build you up, that encourage you, that inspire you. Amen. Take those thoughts. Meditate on them. Anyway, this individual, she was sitting there one day and she in the basement of her house, and she was sitting there, and these thoughts came to her head. Now's a good time. The kids are in school. Now's a good time. You know where his gun is. You know exactly where, you know where the bullets are. The gun is in one place, the bullets are in another. You know where you can go and get those. And she said the pull toward that was just absolutely incredible. And it seemed like, if I remember correctly, it seemed like she was gravitating toward doing that, and the phone rang. And it was the pastor of her church, his wife, one of the pastors of the church that she went to, his wife. And she just picked up the phone and said, "Are you all right? Don't you want to be a part of a church where there's somebody in that church has enough sensitivity to the Spirit of God to be able to have someone call you at a crucial time?" Amen. She's convinced that's what saved their life. Beth just simply said, "Well, no, I'm not." And she came over. And the interesting thing about it, she hardly knew this lady at all. I'm telling you, folks, God has got deliverance in every area of life if we'll choose life and not death. Amen. It's our choice. And if we are involved in the things of the world, if that's where we get our enjoyment, if that's where we get our pleasure, then that's the source from which we are getting what we think is life, but it's not the life of God. If the things of the world is where we're getting our enjoyment from, our source is coming from the God of this world. And you and I don't want to go there. You and I want the glory of God to shine upon us. Hallelujah. Deliverance will come every time in the name of Jesus Christ. I wish I understood these things when I was 10 years old. Oh, how I wish I understood these things. Hallelujah. I wish I would have gravitated to some people who could tell me those things. Whew, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I want to read the scripture to you. God brought this scripture in my mind last night. I was praying, preparing for the day. Acts chapter 27. I love this. Here was Paul. He was wrecked on a shipwreck. They were in a terrible storm, and it had been raining and darkness for, days and days. And they figured they're all going to die. They had already jettisoned all the equipment and everything else, the cargo that was on the ship, and it looked like there was no way out. And then it says in Acts 27, verse 21, "But after long abstinence of food," in other words, they had fasted for a long time. Maybe a lot of it was because they couldn't keep anything down because it was so rough. Anyway, they didn't eat for quite a while. "Then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, 'Men, you should have listened to me, and I've not sailed from,'" "'I have put my word out to my people, and many have refused to take heed and are suffering the consequences of not yielding to my word. Let this be a lesson, that if my word is ignored, then the things of this world will overtake and disaster is about to come upon you. Take heed to the word of the Lord. It will be your deliverance.'" It will. "Men, you should have listened to me and not have sailed through Crete and incurred this disaster and loss. And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of God to whom I belong and to whom I serve, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore take heart, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me.'" Are you believing God's word today that it will be just as it was told you in the word? Are you believing that God has declared that his word is better than gold, it's better than silver, and it can deliver you? That God sent his word and healed us. Paul said, I believe that it will be even as it was told me. It looked like disaster was upon them. It looked like they were never going to get out of there alive. It looked like they were all doomed to death. But Paul had a vision, or he had a visitation. An angel came. An angel came onto that ship and began to talk to him and began to minister to him. And there are angels today that are ministering to you and I, even though at times we do not realize it. We don't recognize their presence at times, but they are there and they are ministering to us if we are yielding to them. Wouldn't you love to have an angel minister to you? Don't you appreciate those servants sent from God to minister to us? Part of what we experienced before in worship this morning was the result of the presence of angels. Most every Sunday, I pray for the angelic forces to come. And I sense all morning when we were worshiping, there was an angel standing right here. And his presence was causing the presence of God to be sensed amongst you and I. Angels can give us instruction and can deliver. You see, the angel came to Paul that night in order to speak a word that he had to hear, because Paul had to put his faith into action in order to see all those 276 people on that boat delivered. He had to take the word that came from the throne of God and believe it in order for it to happen, in order for it to take place. So when you come and you hear the word of the Lord, when you come and whether you hear the word of the Lord in your own spirit, which you can, or whether it comes from someone ministering, you need to take that, apply faith to it, and say, I believe that it will be even as it was told me.
Amen.
I believe the word. It will happen, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. I believe that fellowship hall is fully paid for.
Amen.
I believe that it's well equipped. I believe that it'll be used for the furtherance of the kingdom of God. I believe that it will draw others together, the body of Christ, across the island into a place of unity in a greater measure than what we've ever had before. I believe that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe God will use us to transform this island.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Shela baba sondo la mondoshite. Kesete la baba sondo. Now don't be scared if people say anything against you. Because the Bible says, if you desire to live godly, all those who desire to live godly will be persecuted. And people will say nasty things about you. People will say dumb things about you. People will say things, uninformed things about you. But you have to respond just as sweet. You have to smile and just say, praise God. We need to be like George Whitefield, an evangelist of the 1700s. And God was using him in a mighty way. And he'd get letters all the time from people who would saying that he was teaching wrong doctrine and all the rest of it, and just kind of trash him. And he would respond to them and said, well, I appreciate your comments. And for the things that you said about me, about the things that are not so good about me, well, I know a lot worse things about myself. So you don't have to bother saying anything. People will say things about us sometimes. I've had people call me up before. Are you the pastor of this church at Faith Work Center? Yeah, well, I'm looking at this website and the things that you're teaching are false. You're going to have to take some of this stuff down, because if you don't, I'm going to put you on what my website is one of the churches that you that's in heretic. And what do you say?
Praise God.
Oh, I'll change everything right away. Don't call me a heretic, whatever you do. No, no, no. You just say, well, I'll teach what I believe God is telling me to teach.
Amen.
Because God is the one that I will answer to one day. I minister to God.
Amen.
That's my position. I'm not a hired person by people. I'm called of God. I want us to realize that. When I stand before God, I know that I'm going to have to give an account, not how I represented you before him. It's how I represented him before you. That's what I'm going to have to give an account for. In other words, I'm going to have to present to you the characteristics that God desires to see in his church. Hallelujah. And if you'll help me and by praying for me, we'll get along real good. God is so good. He wants all of us to move forward together. Now, I want us to help one another to push on in the things of the Spirit. We really need to do that. Just like I was so thrilled this morning. One of the things that thrilled me so much in the prayer room this morning is because everybody caught the Spirit. And everybody was involved. Everybody was praying and everybody sensed the Spirit of God in the place. It just seemed like we had breakthrough. People had visions about breakthrough and so forth. Glory to God. We're going through. Amen. Telling you, we're going through. Yes. Praise God. And some people who are don't feel they're very effective today or don't feel that they're doing anything as far as advancing the kingdom of God, you're going to be surprised as the Spirit of God moves upon you as you step out in faith and do the little things that He tells you to do, because then He'll move upon you and tell you to do a greater thing, where you will see people delivered and set free and brought into the kingdom of God. And one of the things that we prayed for is that there might be a spirit of evangelism come upon the church, that we might begin to speak out those things that will cause people to come to church, that we will have an absolute thrill about coming to a place gathered together with the body of Christ. That is something that we will get to do. Praise the Lord. And we'll go back to some of the way things used to be in our lives. I can remember years ago that if people were coming to visit us, then on the weekend, then we'd say, praise God, we can invite them to church. Maybe we'll be able to influence them that way because they're not saved. We want to get them in church. The spirit of the world has gotten into the church to the degree that sometimes when people now have visitors on the weekend, they say, oh, well, we'll not go to church this weekend because we'll spend it with our unsaved people. Well, that's the spirit of the world that's influenced that way, folks. Well, I know it's just a saying, but don't choke me down because I'm preaching real good. No, the only reason why I say these things is because I want to jog us into realizing some of the things that we're doing is because we've become influenced by the spirit of the world. We've allowed the spirit of the world to mellow us into the place where there's too much wrong with the church that other people wouldn't even want to come. That is a lying devil.
Amen. That's right.
That's a lying devil. Anybody out there in the world would be a lot better off if they were in almost any church. Amen. They'd be a lot better off than living for the devil continually. At least they're in church, they got a chance of hearing. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, Lord, is there anything else you want me to say? I didn't get that in my message. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of God. Don't underestimate the power of declaration, of declaring things over your life. Don't underestimate it. You know, the scripture says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Well, there are things in the past that have drug us down for a long time. And many times we may have tried something in the past and it didn't work and it didn't work and it didn't work and it didn't work and it didn't work. That can bring us to a place where our feathers kind of fall, as the saying goes, because things never change. Well, there are things that sometimes it can be a spiritual influence that is upon us. But that word hope deferred actually means a dragging on, or somebody that you're trying to drag along, something in the natural or the spiritual realm that's kind of hooked up to you, and it seems like you're just dragging along, and you want to run, but this thing is holding you back, and God wants to cut that thing off so you're able to run freely. God wants to cut that off so that you can run into your destiny, so that your destiny will be fulfilled. And if you don't cut it off, it'll never be fulfilled. Cut that thing off that's dragging you down, that's holding you back. It could be as silly as a TV show. It could be something else a lot more, but it could be something as silly as a TV show. But cut that thing off. I'm telling you, there's all kinds of things that are greater to be enjoyed in the kingdom of God than the world has to offer, that's for sure, in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the world always has something attached to it to hold us down. You find a joy in the world, it's got something attached to it. Well, I can go and drink a bottle of whiskey tonight. Well, there's a terrible hangover attached to that. Anything that the world has to offer to bring you joy, it's going to have something attached to it. And you might say, well, what do you mean, Pastor Bill? You can go and hear a beautiful song and so forth. You know, it may not necessarily fall under the banner of Christian, but you can hear a beautiful song. Well, that's not necessarily of the world. You know, the world have caught into some things, even of heaven, and they have used it to promote themselves. But a beautiful song is a beautiful song, and you can enjoy it. And just like a nature, when you look out at the nature itself and see how beautiful it is and see God's hand upon that, well, some people might say, well, that's of the world. Not really. That came from the Spirit of God, and we can enjoy those things. It only comes from the spirit of the world when it's opposed to the things of God. Because the spirit of the world is directly opposed to the spirit of the kingdom of God. And so when you can clearly make a distinction of what's God and what's not, what's the spirit of the world and what's the spirit of God, stay away from the things of the spirit of the world, because there is trouble attached to it. In the name of Jesus. Aha. You know why God wants me to pray for you, sister? Father, in the name of Jesus right now, I thank you for your anointing upon Sherry in the name of Jesus Christ. I praise you, Father, for your taking her to a different place in the Spirit, Lord. make all these funny noises. The Spirit of God gets upon you, just start making funny noises sometimes. You don't know why, but... For I have seen your faithfulness throughout the years, and in some times it has been difficult for you even to settle into the things of the Spirit. But I've taken you a long way, and you've come a long way, and I have a further place for you to enter into. You will find a new love for my Spirit and the intimacy of that Spirit as I endeavor to open my heart to you in a new level so that this heart of mine can be placed within you, and the joy of the Lord will be your strength. Because you are an encourager, you will be encouraged. Amen. And your encouragement will come from me, says the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Well, stand up with me, please. Praise Jesus. Now, Father, I thank you, God. Thank you for your anointing. Praise God forever. Lorette, why don't you share what you've seen in the prayer room this morning?
When we were in the prayer room, what the Lord had showed me was that the prayers were on top of a big fortress, and the enemy was down below on the ground trying to get in the fort. And of course, the enemy represented all kinds of evil, all kinds of trouble and problems and sickness and disease. But we did not pay attention to what the enemy was bringing in. We may have known, but I felt that in my spirit that we weren't paying any attention or giving any attention to those demons. We just kept doing what we knew what to do, was to pray in the spirit. And then our prayers turned into sharp arrows that went down to the enemy. And then the next thing that I saw was that the enemy had fled and everything was clear.
Amen. Notice we didn't give any credit to what the enemy was doing. Just kept on pushing in. And if you want prayer for anything this morning, come on up and we'll minister to you in prayer.